Hello and a very warm welcome to Passion Vista Podcast, the platform where we celebrate extraordinary individuals who lead with heart, create with vision, and transform the world through their passion. I'm your host, Neetu Singh Marwa, and today we are joined by a woman whose personal transformation became a global movement. Kinjal Patel is a wellness warrior, plant-based lifestyle advocate, entrepreneur, author, and founder of the global wellness platform Swasthya by Kinjal. Kinjal, a very, very warm welcome to Passion Vista Podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. That was quite a long intro. I loved it.
Absolutely a pleasure. And we are very excited to have this podcast with you because you know, today, a lifestyle and especially vegan lifestyle is something which is very, very difficult. This is what people presume. So we are glad that we are doing it with you today.
Wow. Yep. I am pretty much into it more than 100%. So I'm happy to give you any heads up or any questions that you might have.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, Kinjal, we would like to actually begin that what began as a journey of self-healing after your childbirth led you to revolutionize a view of food, health, energy, and self-love?
Yeah, thank you for the questions. I love to answer you back with my personal story that I have never talked about as in being a while on a podcast before. So, well, my journey begins with having health problems and finding a solution to. So I guess every woman faces after pregnancy, weight gain, the epidural injection is hurting them, the lower back issues, and hard to do even exercise to lose that weight and take care of the baby and doing all day, every day household things at the same time. It's hard to put focus back on your self, but we usually postpone to it to next month, next after 6 months or after a year after the baby grows older and all that. But with me, the case was like right after trying to find a solution, what is going on with my body and how can I make this painful journey into a warrior. So as always, everyone was suffering. I was also suffering, but I was the one who made it to the other end, and I want to help others do the same. So basically, the health problems were heartburn, gas, acidity, lower back, and I could not even sleep at night. And the food, I was, they always tend to say that you're supposed to eat more to feed your baby. So I was like, oh my God, I'm already overweight. How I'm going to eat more to gain more.
I completely, you know, connect with you. This is what every woman goes through, I think, the most difficult phase.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know how it's going to work out, but so slowly after learning it, doing the research, and after 6 months, I started to work on myself to regain self-love, self-respect, and readjust my needs and my goal and dreams, how to get back out there and all that. So it was a quite rebound.
Yes, I completely connect with you. It simply is. So what actually, you know, made you, or you know, you could say motivated you to start your journey? Think about it, that, you know, of course many of us suffer, but then we just work on our own self, but then you thought about others and you started your own movement. So what basically motivated you and what is your movement and things all about? We would love to know
So
that.
I have a habit of trying new stuff out there and always experimenting with the new ingredients and making new recipes and learning the benefits behind it. And I read and studied and watched a lot of documentary series of what is food is about and how food is hurting us with our everyday health and how can we change it, and seen a lot of positive results with the people changing their diet. We will take them to the other side and, you know, all that. So I was like, why don't I just try it and see what happens? So it took me a while to become vegan. It wasn't like overnight. And slowly I was introducing myself, but also I was injecting myself that this stuff is really good for you. It will benefit you. And this much research is out there that it really does will kick you out from the all the disease and pain. And because I wanted to take care of my baby, and before the depression hits, I wanted to change my diet and love myself as much as possible. So I started to change my diet, and slowly, by one by one, the tea was the difficult one to make because Indians cannot live without tea. So the almond milk, and I have tried soya milk and pea protein milk, and there's so many different kinds of out there. So I started to experimenting myself and all that, and I ended up liking it because it had benefits behind it.
I completely agree with you. And here I have a very important question, which I think all Indians and everybody wants to know this, that how do you actually make the almond milk tea? Because I think almond milk cannot be heated. Am I correct?
No, you can heat it. Okay. I make most of my drinks with the almond milk.
And so that's just like a normal tea you make it? Just like we heat and we boil it and we make it?
Right. Yeah, you can. Yeah. But if you want the real taste with the real thickness and real creaminess, then I would suggest to use the oat milk.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how safe is oat milk for everyone? Is it safe for Hashimoto's and thyroid people, or is it safe for only few of the people? What do you suggest?
Well, if you can let go of, so even with the being vegan, I always look for not too fatty, because I didn't want it to put on calories on me, you know. So almond milk was the one who had less sugar, because I also had sugar problems. So oat milk does have a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So almond milk is the one who has a very low, like 40 calories per cup. So very low in sugar and high in benefits. So
wonderful. I think it is high in protein too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is high in protein and high in potassium too. And some people prefer to drink ragi milk, which is very much high in calcium. So yeah, whatever you prefer, there's many out there. You just have to experiment with it. And yeah.
So Kinjal, from India to Edison, New Jersey, how did your cultural roots and your surroundings shape your values and vision in wellness and sustainability?
Well, as I said it before, that I moved to United States very early age. I was like 16, so I pretty much knew my value and my roots, and while being growing up there, and then bringing all of that here, and also surrounded with my big family. So there's nothing that I can miss out or delete or get away with it, because it was a very strong background of my parents' Indian culture growing up and all that. So I don't think I can be out of sight at all. So, but I had to go against some of the what their thinking and beliefs are, because I was into healing myself, but not pleasing others. So, because I was thinking that it's too early for me to face all these kind of problems, which is not fair, and how I'm going to take care of my family if I'm not here no more. So I was really too much into it and really focused on me. And I'm glad that I did that, because instead of healing others, you should heal yourself first, and then from that you can heal others. So the journey begins with you first. People say it's other way around, which is not true. So I had to explain to my family that why this is good and why it's not good to drink milk anymore and all that. But they're like, ha ha ha, and they hear me for a while and they're like, okay, bye bye.
So, I guess most of the Indians and everybody, I think, around the globe also, they're very difficult. It's very difficult to convince them what is vegan lifestyle all about.
Right. I do tell them and they were like, okay, and how long are you going to stick to that? I was like, maybe forever, I'm not sure. But before they turned me down, I just changed the topic and changed the conversation. But everyone needs to hear or see the positive story in order to even try. So I was the guinea pig in this whole story to people, and I was making people to watch me and learn and apply.
Right. Kendall, you've changed a lot of lives. A lot of people admire you today. They're very much impressed by your presence and all the experiments that you've taught them. So what do you want to say about it?
I am very much happy and that they have seen or heard or tried with their own problems to solve it. And I'm very much happy. And I was like, wow, I made a difference in someone's life. And so I just wanted to be, let me the example, but help others at the same time. So I was... So that led me to open up my social media channels a lot of people would ask me, like, what do you eat and how do you cook it? So I was like, okay, let me show you, make a video. And I was like sending it to them and they're like, why don't you open up a channel and show us how you do it? And that led me to turn my channel on, and because I do experiments like every single day, I'm crazy about that. So, but people did learn a lot and they follow me, and that's how one to another to many different channels is. So I'm on every social media now.
Wonderful. So Kendall, I have a very, essential question, and I would call it essential because I think this goes on and everybody who wants to go into veganism, that how can a vegan satisfy their protein needs in their daily intake while they plan their meal every week?
Yeah, so that is the number one question, and people do get afraid by that, how I'm not going to receive all the nutrients that I need for everyday life and all that. So basically the number one question is how I'm going to get my protein. So there's nuts, seeds, legumes, lentils, everything is out there. You just have to add more amount of it into your diet and it can be achieved.
But do you think that they satisfy the regular need?
But nowadays there's so much innovation going on with the tofu that you can eat it as a paneer in many dishes, I would say in everything. And in here in America, people have added so much seasoning and sauces to turn it into a chicken flavor. So that is a great replacement for chicken and paneer right there. And the mushroom that they have used to turn around the seafood, the the oyster mushroom for the oyster in replacement of oyster, then the there's many different kind of lion's gate for the steak. So there, yeah, a lot of different shape of mushroom has been turned into the shape of different meats and colors, and there's so much out there nowadays, but it's everything is replaceable, so you're not gonna miss out on anything, especially with the flavor wise. So little by little, as you love the paneer, you can start eating tofu in that will cut it.
Correct. So veganism is still surrounded by many myths. What are some of the biggest misconceptions you encounter, and how do you address them in your work?
Usually Indian will say it's expensive. Because we cannot afford it. So how can I turn myself into vegan and all that? So if you really think about the expenses that you spend on going out to any fast food, if you count up that much amount of money for a week or a month, and then compare that to when you turn vegan, when you cook your meals at home, because not that much processed food is, vegan processed food is available right now. So when you cook stuff at home, that cut down many expenses right there, and you get fresh ingredients, local, seasonal, which is happy and healthier for you, help you with the losing weight. And I have seen by adding more nuts and seeds and omega seeds into my diet helps me lose weight. Yeah, so people will say, oh, I can only eat 7 to 8 almonds every morning. You know how people like to eat almonds in the morning, like they soak it in the water at night, and then because that much almond has enough calories to walk me through the whole day. That's the myth that people have, and that's not it. You do need more than that. So by adding omega seeds like chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp seeds to your fruit bowl or smoothie bowl every day will help you gain those irons and calcium needs for your body. Well, the legumes and tofu, mushrooms will help you with your flavor buds, and also with the tofu you get the calories, I mean the protein. So there's many sources out there. Well, something popped up in my mind. The besan chilas, those are very common ones. So try to get rid of all the white stuff, which is sugary salt and processed white foods like poha, semolina, sabudana, all of those will gain weight. Yeah, so there are replacement of it right now. We have those with the makhana, and so whatever is trending and happening right now with the food wise, I have tried it, done it, been there, done it. So definitely try to apply it into your diet, and nothing has to be done overnight, and you can achieve it.
So you mentioned the poha and the semolina too, so which usually we Indians believe that they are the best food, they are
there is no nutrition benefits eating that at all. Well, because the poha is a rice made from rice, and as we all know, I also avoid white rice too, because it doesn't have any protein and fiber in it. So I change it to brown rice or quinoa. Quinoa is a great replacement of rice. Now people started using wild rice too. Whichever the grains that you choose to eat, make sure it has enough protein and fiber in it to make you sustain. So I think India is very big on millets, which is really good. So I have, so you can use millets to make upma, poha, chilas, dosas. So those are the great replacement, and other lentils like mung bean and mot and all that to make your chilas.
So what is your opinion and suggestion that, you know, people often talk about that we can use millets, but they should always be soaked and then only we should consume. So what is your saying on that?
Well, I do soak it for like an hour or two and then I cook it. Sometimes I use a pressure cooker to cook it, like a jawar millet. Very hard to make it eatable. I have tried doing overnight, then pressure cook it sometimes. So the seeds are very hard to make them chewable. Sometimes they remain so those needs extra help to make it eatable. But you can use flour, millet flour, to make many things.
Oh, okay, that's really wonderful. So Kinjal, you have successfully integrated food, Ayurveda, and also you are into yoga practice and mental wellness. So can you walk us through how these components work together in your program at Swasthya by Kinjal?
So after going through a lot of health issues, I have realized not only changing my diet will help, also I need to do some sort of exercise. So I started doing research on that, and I came across that yoga will help you to come out from the anxiety and depression and self-love and meditation and mindfulness and the mindset and all of that. So I started doing it at home. I didn't go anywhere, and by just doing research online and you're watching a lot of YouTube videos, I just started applying on myself to lose weight. So after doing yoga for at least like 3 to 4 months, I became more flexible. I was feeling more energized, and my lower back issue were slowly disappearing. And I was like, wow, yoga has a magic. So I stick to that, and then slowly started working on identifying what kind of body do I have, like a Vata, Pitta or Kapha, with the Ayurveda knowledge that I got. And I came to find out that there is specific yoga for specific body type. After joining a lot of programs online and got to learn about that. So that was a more detailed and deep knowledge of it. So I was like, wow. And there, and according to your body type, you can eat certain food according to that I never knew about that. Like, and also it changes according to the seasons. Like what are some of the fruits and vegetables you can eat with the certain type body type, with the, in the Kapha, Vata and Pitta and all that, which will turn into fire or which will cool you down, and all of that knowledge. So that was very outstanding findings that I found. And that was hard to apply to my diet, because, you know, we have a little one and the family come and go, and the husband is more of a non-vegan. he doesn't mind ghee and the yogurt, but the tea he cannot compromise. He's like, nope. I'm not going to do that. So I didn't want it to force anyone, but
correct.
Slowly make them introduce that it doesn't really have that kind of big flavor, but you have to add the flavor. So you don't have to be shy or afraid of vegan food.
Correct. Yeah. I completely connect with you.
So the meditation and the mindfulness and the mindset, all of that came through following food and yoga.
So did yoga help you lose your weight or just help
I don't want to lie about that. People say that. People want to take the credit of it. But I would say yoga helps to stretch your body and you become more flexible and all that. But in order to lose weight, you have to do cardio. Without it, I don't think. Well, people do say that there is an extreme level of yoga with the breathing techniques that people do. Baba Ramdev does it, but I don't think I can do it at that level. Those will help you to lose weight. But I never reached that point, so I don't know about that. But I would say cardio, you do have to include into your everyday life. Otherwise, it's hard.
So what cardio practice do you promote? It's running, walking, jogging, or cycling?
So I have started doing inclining and going up, walking, taking stairs, jumping with my rope. So things like that, things that elevates your heart rate, help you sweat more. If you didn't sweat, you didn't lose any calories. That's the bottom line. I'm telling you.
Correct. Absolutely. One has to sweat it out. Then only they can actually make it.
Yeah.
Perfect. So as someone who's created your application too, and you received leadership awards and engaged with national organizations like USDA and FDA, so how do you balance being a wellness advocate with being a business visionary?
Wow, that's a great question. It's a lot. It's a lot on my plate, I know. And at the same time, take care of the family and all that. But I do have help from my mother-in-law and father-in-law. They do help out. So other than that, I just take a day by day, little by little, and not stress about it. And so the health and wellness goes along with it. So you do have to love yourself. You do have to take care of your body in order to feel stress-free, in order to do multiple jobs. So I am the greatest example out there to believe in myself, self-love and all that, alongside doing all this many activity at the same time. So I never thought that I am approachable, or I'm a businesswoman out there. Never knew that I can do this much on everyday scale, but I made it and I'm doing it right now. So that's super amazing. So I definitely would say the my vegan lifestyle, sustainability, help out with the climate change. And so whatever the changes that I made throughout my life, like I started eating organic foods, but then I came across that not everyone can afford it. So I raised my voice to help others gain the same kind of food that I was eating, like give people how to make a food cheaper, the organic one, to make it available for everyone. So made some signed some of the petitioners and the raised my voice for that, for people, because I think that everyone should achieve a happy, healthy meal to carry out everyday task.
Correct. So what can you tell us more about the application, how it actually helps those who are using it currently?
So most of my stuff I have made it available for free for people to get the knowledge of it. So I write blogs on my site about food and health and being wellness and what are some of the, how to get organic food for cheaper and what are some of the sources. So many tips and tricks and a lot of shortcuts that I have made it available free to the people on my site. So, and for, so I sell how to get back in shape, like courses to get how to achieve your goals and redream again. And so a lot of thought process goes along. So I start, when I was creating, I thought about it a lot for myself only before helping others. So I was pretty much focused on my self, my problem, solving those. And it turned out to be many people are suffering the same issues. So by helping myself, I created all these programs and all that. So that was really outstanding for me. That usually people teach you in school that help others, but you never end up helping yourself, which is, yeah, so it's other way around actually. So a lot of free content right there, and then free recipes on my social media, how to make certain foods. And so I upload videos, at least 4 videos every day on my site with the different, so yeah, sharing pretty much my life along with it. So I also break it down on not only cook and eat, also you have to go out and enjoy life at the same time. So I do a lot, I would say.
Correct. So Kindle, quick tip or a quick diet if you could give to our viewers who are watching it and they can apply in their day-to-day life. So any tip or any diet or anything you want to suggest them?
Yeah, definitely going vegan is to not to just, you're not helping yourself, but you're helping the planet to heal back in shape. So that way, if the main issue is the soil, if our Bhoo Devi, our godmother, Mother Nature is not healed, then there is no way, no matter how much money you spend to get the great food. So we have to help our planet, Mother Earth, to get back heal back. So that way we all can enjoy the basic food nutrients that foods has have to offer, so we can all benefit from it. So basically I would say go vegan. I know it's hard to do, but little by little, let's say you can do once a week, then slowly increase that to twice a week, or you can just sign up for a 30-day program or 12 days of journey or 10 days or whichever is suitable for you. And by just being on any kind of vegan diet for 1 week, you will see the difference. You must feel it and understand it, that this is good for you, then you definitely will continue on this journey no matter what. So, and there's enough media out there, enough knowledge is out there to make many different recipes and staying on the, so do it for the planet.
Correct. So one very important and I guess the last question that we have for you, that you have cited inspiration from iconic women around the world. So what does womanhood mean to you today? And how do you want to redefine its narrative?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's all about womanhood at the end of the day, because I come from a really big family. I have 7 biological sisters and one brother.
I
am number 8 child. I have a brother after me, so I'm the last one in girls. So it's a big, it's a lot of people, a lot of opinions, and all the girls. Oh my god, they are too smart, hard to manage. But so I came across that in a society or in Indian families that money plays a bigger role. That like when you're studying, make sure you become a doctor or engineer so you can have a lavish life. Another, when you get married, then the expectation from your husband side of the family to have a nice, decent job to fulfill everyone's needs. So it's like a money, money, money. I came to acknowledge, and I was like, there is more than what woman offers than the money. Like, for example, you've been doing the work, and then once you get pregnant, there is setbacks you have to suffer. Then you have to take care of the child and rework on yourself and get back out there again to find a job. Or you can continue doing your job or whatever your situation is. So it's a constant setback for women to reestablish themselves and as a career wise, I would say. So, but then I came to realize that a woman does things already too much, like taking care of the family and cooking the meals and taking care of health of everyone's. And so a very less amount of focus has been on a woman. So I would say less valued, less respected, and less loved enough to make them feel safer. So that needs to change. So what I'm saying is the women who are housewives, they should be valued as much as people who work a lot, because they all distribute their life with whatever they can. So everyone's working hard. Everyone should be valued. And so do not use money to make them feel degraded, or you're not capable of doing this or that or whatever. But just think back and see if you were to give out all of these everyday jobs to other sources, just think how much money you're spending and by having a woman at home, how much money you're saving. So we need to reestablish the love, value, and respect of a mother.
Correct. You have summarized it very beautifully that even a housewife is not a housewife. Even she is earning, or you know, there's a very beautiful saying which says money saved is money earned. So right. In fact, yeah, she is the one who's saving and who's earning, doing the both the jobs. And
we all need love. Each other to balance out. Yeah,
and that's with a lot of love and empathy and a lot of, you know, beautiful things, which I think that nobody else can replace this.
Right. Yep.
Correct. So, Kinjal, thank you so much for joining us today. It was indeed a very great and amazing conversation with you. And your story is a powerful reminder that true change begins from within.
Yes.
From your kitchen,
definitely,
in Edison, to a global platform of compassion and healing, you've shown us how self-recovery can become a source of light and countless others.
Yep. Thank you so much. you know me inside out.
Actually, because I've gone through your amazing articles that have been featured in Passion with Sam magazine, and I would also tell to our viewers that Kinjal is being featured to Passion Rasa magazine in the Global Icon. So please go and check out and read her articles. They are amazing. And also check out her website, www.swastha. Am I correct, Kinjal?
Yep. Yeah.
Swasthabykinjal.com.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And I had a great time with you. Thank you for joining us to Passion with the Podcast, Kinjal. It was indeed our pleasure to debut. I guess this is your debut podcast.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I think we'll be always memorable to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today, and we had a great conversation. So viewers, yeah, and to our listeners, whether you are seeking health, purpose, or healing, let Kinjal's journey remind you that you already hold the power. Tune into yourself, trust your intuition, and begin with one small step toward your higher self.
Yep. It's all about self-discovery.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you so much for joining us today, Kinjal. And this is the end of our podcast. This is me, Neetu Singh, signing off from Passion Vista Podcast. And stay tuned and keep following us for more such amazing podcasts. Thank you.